of thanksgiving.
感谢神的恩典拯救了我这个完全不配的人。
I want to thank God for saving this totally unworthy person.
使我在这个短暂的人生的道路上因为有神的生命，生命有了价值，有了意义。
In my brief journey of life, because I know him, life is full of meaning.
而且有一个永恒的盼望。
And I also have an eternal hope.
这种幸福稳妥的感觉实在是很宝贵。
And this feeling of security and happiness is really precious.
所以今天借着这个机会，希望能够借着神的话来跟福音朋友们来讲解清楚到底福音救恩的真理是什么。
And through God's words, my hope that today I can explain to the gospel, the truth-seeking friends, what the salvation is.
也希望跟在座的弟兄姊妹们能够像保罗一样，能够很确定的说，我知道我所信的是谁，也深信那也深信他能够保全我所交付他的直到那日。
And I also hope that the brothers and sisters in the Lord can say with conviction, with confidence, like Paul. He said, I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted in him for that day.
好，我们请大家打开神的话，圣经新约以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to the Bible, Ephesians chapter 2.
请弟兄姊妹们特别帮助坐在你旁边的福音朋友们让他们每一个人手上都有圣经，都能够翻到以弗所书第二章第四节到第十节。
Please help your neighbors to find the Bible and turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4.
我们从第四节同声来读到第十节。
Let's read together verses 4 through 10.
以弗所书第二章第四节开始。我们一同来读。
Let's read together chapter 2 verse 4.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
求主的圣灵开启每一位朋友的心眼。
May the Holy Spirit open up every person's heart.
让我们在主的话面前被光照。
So that we can be enlightened before God's words.
求圣灵也做感动的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the moving here.
让每一位慕道的朋友能够欢喜接受救恩。
So that every truth seeker will gladly accept the salvation.
我们在您的面前等候您做拯救的工作。
Be way before you and waiting for you to do salvation work.
这样祷告等候是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and wait before the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 这段圣经我想字面上来说都是非常简单的。
I think on the surface, this passage is quite simple.
这里讲到我们人的光景。
It talks about our status.
第五节说当我们死在过犯当中的时候。
Verse 5 says, it made us alive with Christ. When we were dead in transgression.
这里讲到我们人的不完全。
It talks about man's imperfection.
有些人听到这里的时候就是说我是一辈子凭良心做事的。
Some people, when they hear about this, they would say, all my life, I do things according to my conscience.
这是挺不错的，但是我们能够保证我们的良心是完全的呢？
That is good, but can we be sure? Can we guarantee that our conscience is perfect?
我们听过一句话，就是说人不为己啊，天诛地灭，是吧？
Yeah, we all know, we all hear that people are self-centered.
啊，这就是说我们人实在是都是以自我为中心的。
We are all self-centered.
那么我们就不是一个完美的人。
So that makes us imperfect.
我们大家都听过孔融让梨的故事，是不是？
We all hear the Chinese story, 孔融 let his brother has a bigger pear.
那孔融让梨的故事就证明了人是自私的。
And this story proves that people are selfish.
而且这个自私的心是从小就与生俱来的。
And the selfishness comes with life.
大家读中国历史有没有听过一个人叫做包青天呢？
And in Chinese history, you also hear about Judge Bao Qingtian.
因为他是少有的一个清廉的官。
Because he was a rare, good, clean judge.
那有包青天的故事，就证明不是每一个官都是清廉的。
Because of him, because he was so respected, we understand that not all judges are fair.
中国大陆来的朋友们也听过一个口号，就是学雷锋，是吧？
Friends from China also heard about the model citizen 雷锋。
有学雷锋这个运动啊，就表示不是每个人都喜欢帮助别人的。
And there's a movement of learning from 雷锋 that means that tells us that not everybody wants to help others.
另外一种人就是喜欢行善，也劝人行善。
There's another type of people who like to do good work.
也劝人行善。
And they also encourage other people to do the same.
行善好不好？当然好。
Is it good to do good deeds? Sure, it is good.
可是我们有没有想过一件事情？
But have we thought of this?
如果我们从来就没有做过错事的话，我们为什么要讲行善呢？
If we have never done anything wrong, why would we try to do good deeds?
所以我们追求行善呢，不能够证明我们有多好，只是证明我们是不完全的。
So the fact that we try to do good deeds does not prove that we're perfect. It just shows that we are imperfect.
说实在的，如果我们都是完全人的话，我们也不必到教会来了。
To tell you the truth, if we are all perfect people, there's no need for us to come to church.
圣经的话说，我们死在过犯当中。
The Bible says we're dead in transgressions.
过犯就是过错跟冒犯，是吧？
Transgressions meaning do things wrong and offend people.
过错就是做事做砸了，做坏了。冒犯就是冒犯人，也得罪神。
That means we do things wrong and we offend people and we offend God.
我们做事说话冒犯了别人，冒犯了神，比较容易看得见。
It's easier to see when we do things wrong and we offend people and offend God.
可是我们的心思意念也会犯罪。
But our thoughts can sin too.
别人看不见。
And that is that cannot be seen by others.
可是神却看得见。
But God can see it.
你说我的心思意念犯了什么错呀？
You would say, what wrong did I do in my thoughts?
心思意念的错就好比说嫉妒。
That the sins of thoughts are such as jealousy,
或者是仇恨
or hatred,
或者是骄傲
or pride,
或者是一些污秽的思想
or unclean thoughts.
这些事情人看不见，神却看得见。
These are things that people cannot see, but God can see.
因为圣经上说，耶和华看人不像人看人，人是看外貌。耶和华是看内心。
The Bible says, man looks at outward appearance, but God looks at our hearts.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the Bible clearly tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
请大家不要生气，说我说我们多犯的罪都是罪人哈。
Don't be angry when I say we have all sinned. We are all sinners.
我们来了解一下到底这个罪什么意思。
Let's try to understand what sin means.
犯罪跟犯法不同。
Having sin is different from having commit a crime.
犯法是触犯国家的法律叫做犯法。
If you commit a crime, that means you violate the law of the land.
那你犯法的话需要受处罚的。
And there's a consequence and you need to be punished.
或者是罚款啊，或者是坐牢啊，甚至于判死刑。
You may have to pay a fine or be imprisoned or even be put to death.
圣经上讲的罪是它的原来的意思是说失不中敌，就是说你射箭的时候没有射中红心叫做罪。
a sin that was talked about in the Bible, meaning when you shoot an arrow, you did not hit the target.
那这个箭代表什么呢？箭就代表我们的行为，我们的言语跟我们的心思意念。
And this arrow means represent our words, our deeds, and our thoughts.
那犯罪就是说不该做的事情我做了。
And when you sin, that means you do things that you shouldn't have done.
好比说我偷了人家的东西，或者是我逃税，或者是我开车超速。
You do things that you shouldn't have done, or like you cheated on tax, or you speed when you drive.
那么有的时候你的罪呢，这个箭代表的是我们的话语。
And sometimes the arrow represent our words.
说别人的坏话。
We said bad things about other people.
说谎话。
We lie.
说夸大的话。
We exaggerate. We boast.
这些都是不该说的，我们说了就是罪。
And these are things that we shouldn't have said, and it's sin.
那还有一些我们内心的思想是污秽的，不该有的。
And sometimes
这也都是罪。
Sometimes we have unclean thoughts, and that too is sin.
不但是不该做的。做了不该说的说了，有的时候该做的没做也是罪。
Sin does not only cover things that we say things that we shouldn't have said and do things that we shouldn't have done, but it also covers when we should have done something, should have said something, and we didn't do it.
所以这个是圣经对罪的定义。
And that is the definition of sin in the Bible.
如果照这个定义我肯定第一个承认我是罪人。
According to this definition, I am definitely a sinner.
不知道您觉得怎么样？
How about you?
那么在这里讲到我们有了过犯，有了过犯的结果就是我们死在过犯当中。
Here it says that we have transgressions, so the result is that we are dead in transgressions.
朋友们，你们知道吗？我们生下来不认得这个上帝。
Dear friends, when we were born, we did not know God.
那么我们不认得上帝，这个就是证明我们有罪的最好的证据。
And that itself is a proof, is a very good proof that we are sinners.
为什么呢？因为罪使我们跟上帝隔绝了。
Why is that? Because sin separates us from God.
那这个原因就是因为神是完全圣洁的，他不能够不远离罪人。
That is because God is holy and he has to be separated from sinners.
这好像什么呢？这好像光明跟黑暗不能够并存一样。
That is like light and darkness cannot coexist.
另外跟大家举一个例子。
Give you another example.
就好像我们从一个很漂亮的玫瑰花树上剪下一根这个花苞来。
That is like you cut a beautiful flowers from the tree.
你把这个剪下来的花苞放在水瓶里了，它还会生长，还会开花。
And when you put this bulb, in the vase and it will continue to blossom.
但是呢它不会持续的很久。
But it won't last long.
为什么？因为它离开了供给它生命的树。
Because it's separated from the life-giving tree.
虽然它开了花也美了几个礼拜，可是迟早它要枯干的。
Even though the bulb blossomed and it lasted for a couple of weeks, but eventually it will die.
所以我们人的生命也类似这样。
So our life is just like that.
因为神是一切生命的源头。
Because God is the source of all lives.
那我们人的生命的源头当然也是神。
And the source of our life, is, of course, is God.
可是我们人离开了这个生命的源头的时候，我们就会走向死亡。
And when we separate from this source of life, we naturally march toward death.
那么这个死是指着我们灵性的死亡。
And the death means spiritual death.
那我们这个人的身体的死亡只不过是我们灵性死亡的一个征兆而已。
And our physical death is only a symptom of our spiritual death.
虽然我们远离神，我们不认识他，可是有时候我们也会想到这方面的事情。
Even though we're separated from God, but sometimes we do think about things like that.
我记得我小时候大概十一二岁的时候。
I remember when I was 11 or 12 years old.
有一个夏天躺在床上从看窗外天上的星星。
On a summer day, I was lying on my bed and I look out of the window at the stars.
我不知道为什么我的思想就想到，突然想到 这个带我带带大的啊、把我带大的外婆呀、年纪已经老迈了。
And my thoughts wanders, and I thought about my grandma who raised me.
啊、有一天她要离开这个世界，她到哪里去呢
？One day he's going to leave us, and where is she going to go？
啊、想到这里没有答案。
And I had no answer.
然后突然一想，有一天我也会老迈。
And I changed my thought, and I thought one day me too, I'm going to grow old.
那我也要离开这个世界，我要到哪里去呢
？I too will die, but where will I go？
啊，想到这里没有答案，就挺恐怖的，就不敢想下去了。
And I started to be afraid, and I could not continue to think about it.
所以虽然我们啊远离神，可是有时候当我们遇到紧急情况的时候，我们也会这个呼天喊地的，是不是
？So even though we're separated from God, but when we run into trouble, emergency, we also cried out to heaven and earth.
啊，有时候我们见到一些不公平的事情，我们会用啊上帝的名来咒诅别人。
And when we were treated unfairly, sometimes we would curse people with the name of God.
为什么我们会有这样子的反应呢
？Why do we have such reaction？
啊，原来。因为我们都是神所造的
，That is because we were all made by God，
而且是照着他的形象跟样式造的
，And we were created in His image，
啊，这并
likeness，
这并不是说上帝跟我们一样有两个眼睛一个鼻子啊
，That doesn't mean God is like us with two eyes and a nose，
啊，而是说我们是照着他的属性啊被造的
，It means we were created in His characteristics。
那么在这个创造当中，有一件很奇妙的事情。
And in the creation, there's something amazing.
啊，传道书里面有个地方这么说：神造万物，各按其时成为美好。他又将永生安置在人的心里面，永生就是永远啊。他又将永远放在人的心里面。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says he has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men.
因为上帝是从永远到永远的，所以当他造我们的时候，他就把一个永恒的意识放在每一个人的心里面。
Because God is from eternity to eternity, so when He made us, He set eternity in our hearts.
那如果这个永恒的意识啊得到了满足的时候，我们就会有一种莫名其妙的我反过来说好了，如果这个永恒的意识不能够得到满足的时候。我们就会有一种莫名其妙的空虚感。
When the sense of eternity in our hearts is not satisfied, we have this unexplained emptiness in our hearts.
那如果这个永恒的意识得到满足呢？我们就得到平安、喜乐跟稳妥的感觉。
But if this sense of eternity is satisfied, then we feel happy, we feel secure, and we feel peace and joy.
那在我们信主之前呢？我们有这个空虚的感觉，可是又不知道为什么。
Before we believed Jesus, we had this empty feeling, but we didn't know what to do with it.
啊，所以我们就不由自己的就用各样的东西想要来填满这个空虚的感觉。
So we unconsciously try to fill it with all different kind of things.
好比说金钱、名誉、地位、爱情、甚至于激情。
We try to fill it with money, with honor, with position, with love, with sex, etc.
啊，我不知道在座的慕道的朋友，那您在追求什么？
Dear friends who are truth seekers, I don't know what you're seeking today.
我想这两年来的全球经济风暴啊，是带给每一个人都有相当程度的冲击。
The last 2 years, global economic tsunami greatly impacted everyone.
我想当我们平顺的时候
，When everything goes well,
我们就觉得，哎，我靠自己还挺有把握的。
We feel quite confident that we can handle things.
我们到美国来的人常常追求的就是五子登科。
Those of us who came to the States, we are after 5 items.
如果有了这五子登科，我们就觉得。人生满足了，我什么都有了。
Once we have acquired those 5 items, we feel we're satisfied.
可是等到你真的有了之后，那种空虚的感觉却并没有被填满。
But once we acquire those 5 items, our heart are still not satisfied.
在这个经济繁荣的时候，你觉得，哎， 炒股票啊是挺聪明的。
When the economy is good, you feel you're quite smart when you invest in stocks.
啊，也不需要花太大力气啊，钱就这么滚滚就来了。
And you don't have to do much, and the money keeps coming in.
但是呢，啊，这个啊，经济的这个萧条一到的时候，一夜之间啊，什么都没有了。
When the economic crisis arrives.Overnight, you're at a loss.
啊，本来觉得挺有把握，挺有保障，觉得活得挺好的，啊，一下子你就变得这个六神无主啊。
You used to have a good life, and then suddenly you don't know what to do with yourself.
美国啊，把股票叫做 security 啊，这个保障啊，实在是一个很大的讽刺。
In the States, we call stocks security, and it's a great irony.
所以人就有这样子的一个啊需求，或者是啊。追求吧。
We have this need, we are seeking.
我们也不是人也不是没有想办法来找出一个解决人类问题的办法。
And men do try to solve the problem of life.
好比说借着修行把自己道德品性能够修得好一点。
And some try to find a solution in doing good.self-improvement.
还有人呢就是借着行善希望能够积很多的功德。
And some people try to do a lot of good work and are trying to accumulate credits for it.
还有人呢就是追研这个哲学就一直问为什么这个问题。
And some people would go in the way of philosophy and they keep asking why, why.
甚至于人就创造了宗教用人自己的思想能力造一个觉得比自己大的东西来敬拜。
And men also try to find a solution in religion, and they create from their thoughts a god that they hope to solve their problems.
我们在北京遇到一个非常成功的年轻人三十出头。
In Beijing, we met a young man, a very successful young man in his early 30s.
他这么轻，这么年轻年纪这么轻就让好几个煤老板看上了，把煤老板这些人呢，这些煤老板就把他们用不完的钱呢，交一部分给这个年轻人去投资。
He was selected by many wealthy coal company owners in China, and they gave all the money they didn't know what to do with to this young man to invest for them.
所以这个年轻人就在欧洲到处跑，找公司要投资。
So this young man traveled all over the world trying to find companies to buy.
当我们谈了一阵子之后，我就把话题转到这个福音的话题上。
After having a conversation for a while, I changed the topic, the conversation topic to the gospel.
最后他跟我说，他说这个郑老师，我目前的想法是这样的。
And he said, Teacher Chang, this is what my thinkings are.
他说我要自己反省我的内心想要从我的理念理出一些东西来帮助我解决人生的问题。
And he said, I'm going to look deep down inwards and try to come up with a solution.
我就跟他说我说任何东西你所能想到你所能做到的绝对不会比你来的大对不对
And I told him, whatever that you created from your thoughts, it's not going to be bigger than you are.
所以不管你想出什么方法都不能够解决你人生的问题。
So it doesn't matter what you come up with, it's not going to solve your problem.
他听了说发现他从来没这么想过。
And he never thought it this way.
所以我们人有问题我们自己不能够解决这个问题。
So when we have problem, we cannot save ourselves. We cannot solve the problem of ourselves.
人要解决人生的问题，必须回到神的面前来。
If man wants to solve our life's problem, we have to come before God.
因为只有神能够解决我们人生最终的问题。
Because only God can solve our ultimate problems of life.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他是创造我们的神。
Because He is our Creator.
他也是有一天要审判我们的神。
He's also the Lord that's going to judge us someday.
感谢主，他也是救赎我们的神。
And we praise the Lord because He is also the Lord that's going to save us.
既然我们是受造的，他是造物主。
Since, since we're His creation and He's our creator,
那么我们的拯救就必须是神来定规的。
And our salvation has to come from Him.
所以我们感谢神啊，虽然我们的境况是死在过犯之中。
We praise the Lord, even though our status is we're dead in transgression.
啊，虽然我们啊背逆他、顶撞他，可是他并没有放弃我们。
Even though we disobey Him and we offend Him, but He did not give us up.
他愿意赦免我们每一个人的罪。
He's willing to forgive all our sins.
啊，因为这个救恩是神白白的赐给我们的。
Because the salvation is God's gift to us for free.
啊，不是我们自己啊赚来的。
It's not something we have earned.
所以这个救恩就叫做是一个恩典。
So that's why the salvation is called a grace.
那我们自己想要得到这个救恩，不需要付任何的代价。
And for us to try to get this salvation, we do not have to pay any price.
所以这个救恩是白白得来的。
The salvation is for free.
但是千万不要以为这个救恩是一个廉价的救恩。
But free does not mean cheap. It's not cheap.
因为我们之所以能够得到这个救恩，是需要非常大的代价。
Because our salvation comes with a very dear price.
啊，这个代价就是生命。
This price is life.
啊，不是你的生命，不是我的生命能够付得起这个代价。
And it's not something your life or my life can pay for.
啊，必须是一个完美的生命才能够付上这个代价。
It takes a perfect life to pay for it.
啊，只有耶稣基督这个无罪的生命才能够做你我的赎价。
And only the life of Jesus Christ who have no sin can pay for this.
啊，这圣经是这么说的啊，第四节说，感谢神，因着他丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.
啊，所以我们本来的状况就是死在过犯当中的。
So our status was dead in transgressions.
但是我们不需要、不必停留在那个死亡的。状态当中。
But we don't have to remain in the status of death.
因为当我们遇见神的时候，我们就活过来了。
Because when we meet God, we are alive again.
那是因为呀，原来跟他分离的，现在借着主耶稣基督又跟他和好了，连接了。
That's because we were separated from Him, but through Jesus Christ, we are reconnected.
那我们的生命就像一个活的水一样，在我们里面涌流出来。
So our life is like a living water that's bubbling in our hearts.
啊，圣经在哥罗书上书里面又记载，你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，与基督一同，啊，就念到这儿，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
Yeah, it is said in the book of Colossians, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ.
啊，早先的时候我说了，神是完全圣洁的，所以他不得不远离罪人。
I mentioned before that God is holy, so He has to be separated from sinners.
啊，神也是完全公义的，所以他不得不审判罪人。
God is also just, so He has to judge people.
所以他不能够将有罪的当作无罪的。
And He cannot treat sin as it doesn't exist.
那么罪，我们既然犯了罪，就要付上罪的代价。
So since we have sinned, we have to pay the price for it.
那罪的工价就是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
那感谢神啊，差遣他的爱子耶稣基督到世界上来。
And we thank God for sending His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to the world.
他替我们付上这个死亡的代价。
And He paid the price of death for us.
啊。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
耶稣在人类的历史上是一个非常非常独特的一个人物。
Jesus was a very unique person in the history.
我想，不论是他的出生。他的教训，他所行的神迹，他无辜的被钉十字架， 他的复活都是历史上绝无仅有的。
He's totally unique in his birth, in his teaching, in the miracles he performed, in his dying on the cross without committing any crime, and his resurrection. They're all very unique.
还更有许许多多人的见证。证明耶稣是一位又真又活的神。
And there are many testimonies to prove that he is a living God.
所以耶稣的影响实在是划时代的。
And Jesus' impact in the world is historic.
有人说的好，英文字这个历史history 就是 his story.
Some people said history is his story.
就是历史就是耶稣的故事，我觉得很有趣。
History is Jesus' story.
耶稣到世界上来为什么？完全是因为神爱我们的缘故。
Why did Jesus come to the world? It's totally because God loves us.
因为神把他的独生爱子赐给我们，让他到世界上来。
God gave his one and only son to us so that to send him to the world.
这样子一个非常不平凡的人在世界上只活了33年半。
And such a unique person lived in this world only for 33 and a half years.
受了许许多多的苦。
And he suffered a great deal.
最后被钉在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
流了血，舍弃了他的生命，为了是救赎我们。
And he bled and died in order to save us.
只有这样子，舍身流血才能够满足神公义的要求。
Only through his bleeding and death, we can satisfy God's requirement for just.
所以我们信主的人，生命是从死亡变成复活。
So our life went from death to resurrection.
当我们信了耶稣之后，神看我们就不一样了。
After we believe in Jesus, God looks at us differently.
他是透过耶稣基督来看我们。
He sees us through Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督已经洗净了我们的罪，赦免了我们的罪。
Because Jesus Christ has already forgiven our sin.
所以我们跟神之间就再没有任何的阻拦。
So the obstacle between us and God has been removed.
我们就可以重新跟神亲近，跟神和好。
So we can be reconciled with God and we can come close to Him.
当我们信主的那一时刻，神的灵就马上住在我们的心里面。
The moment we accept Him, Jesus Christ as our Savior, immediately God enters our hearts. God's Spirit.Come into our hearts.
永远住在里面，永远不离开。
And he stay in our hearts forever. He does not leave.
这就是以马内利。
And that is Emmanuel.
就是神与人同在的实际意义。
That is the true meaning of God with us.
我们知道以马内利是耶稣诞生的时候被取的另外一个名字。
Emmanuel is another name. Another name Jesus was given at his birth.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督进到我们心中的时候，他就在我们心中，神就与我们同在了。
So when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, He entered into our hearts and He stayed with us.
以马内利，哈利路亚。
Emmanuel, Hallelujah.
有人就问说，为什么非要信耶稣不可呢？基督徒这种思想太窄小了哈。
Some people would say, why do you have to?Why believing in Jesus is the only way for salvation?
条条大路
isn't that too narrow?
条条大路通罗马不是挺好的吗？
Isn't it better to have every main road lead to Rome?
我来跟大家解释为什么必须是信靠主耶稣才能够得救。
Let me explain to you why Jesus is the only way for our salvation.
因为神公义的要求只有无罪的人能够替有罪的人替死。
Because God's demand for justice, only a person who has not sinned can save those who sinned.
那耶稣是神的儿子，是圣洁无罪的。
And Jesus is the Son of God, and He's holy, and He's without sin.
那他必须成为一个人，他才能够替你我死。
And He has to become a man in order to die for you and I.
所以他必须要从一个女子而生。
And he has to be born by a woman.
而且他必须是从童女生的。
And not only that, but he has to be born by a virgin.
因为如果不是童女生的话，他就跟你我一样，是父亲跟母亲结合生下来的。
If he weren't born by by a virgin, then he would be just like you and I. We are born as a result of our parents' physical union.
啊，那样子的话，生下来跟你我一样，都带了罪性。
And then he will be born with a sinful nature just like you and I.
那他自己也需要拯救，就不能够替你我啊，替你替我啊，代死了。
And he will be a person that needs salvation, and he cannot die for us.
就好像啊，您是一个好人，可是您也不能够替我代罪而死。
Just like you're a good man, but you cannot die for me.
啊，因为你自己都需要被拯救。
Because you need salvation yourself.
啊，旧约的先知在耶稣出生前几百年就已经预言了啊，耶稣基督的出生。
The prophets in the Old Testament prophesied Jesus' birth. Hundreds of years before he was born.
不但是他的出生，还有他是怎么，他会怎么死，他的复活，还有他一生的经历，都是在圣经里面预言过的。
They prophesied about his birth, his death, and his whole life's experience.
耶稣自己的宣告就说，他说我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
And Jesus proclaimed, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." No one comes to the Father except through me.
圣经另外一处地方也说着，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
The Bible also says salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
所以耶稣基督的舍身流血满足了神的要求。
So the fact that Jesus bled and died is satisfied God's requirement.
那替我们到神那里开了一个又新又活的道路。
And he opened for us a door that leads to the gate to a life that's new and alive.
让我们直接可以到神那里。
So that we can come to the Lord, we can come to God directly.
而且跟神和好。
And we can be reconciled with God.
那么我们以前有的那个空虚感呢、就消失了。
And the emptiness we used to feel is gone.
我们的心中就充满了平安喜乐跟这种稳妥的感觉。
And our hearts are filled with peace and joy and security and happiness.
另外因为我们因为信了主有了永远的盼望。
And because we believe in God, now we have an eternal hope.
所以当我们遇见难处的时候呢，我们可以随时借着祷告交给神，求他的带领。
When we run into trouble, we can always commit our problem to God and have him lead us.
那神就会听我们的祷告，把那个平安赐给我们。
And God would answer our prayer by giving us peace.
当我们还是年轻的时候，我毕了业开始做事了。
When we were young, I finished my study and I started to work.
所以我们就想要成立家庭。美国在美国说成立家庭就是说要开始生孩子。
And we started to plan to have a family, that is to have kids.
可是呢过了几个月没什么动静。
And after several months, there's no news.
那我的这个可爱的妻子就着急了。
And my lovely wife became anxious.
她说我们去看看医生吧。
And she said, let's go see doctors.
不看则已，一看不得了。
Then we were shocked.
医生说根据你们的情况生不了孩子。
And the doctor told us that, you're not able to have children.
是我的状况。
And it's my problem.
那我说看一个医生信不过再看第二个医生。
So we switch from one doctor to another, trying to get a better opinion.
第二个医生也说根据科学根据医学根据我们的经验你生不出孩子来。
And the second doctor had the same, verdict.
我们说三次为准再看第三个医生。
So we went to the third.
同样的判断。
At the same verdict.
我们听到这个消息是让我挺失望的。
We were very disappointed by the news.
因为我们两个人都非常希望能够有孩子。
Because we really like to have kids.
感谢神。
Praise God.
让我们有很单纯的信心仰望他。
That we have very simple faith before him.
在这样子的节骨眼的时候，我们没有任何的抱怨。
we did not complain.
我们就很单纯的相信神的安排是最好的。
We believe that God's way is the best way.
因为他知道我们这两个人呢是有孩子好呢还是没有孩子比较好。
Because he knows whether it's better for us to have kids or not to have kids.
我们自己不敢说我们有把握知道怎么样是最好的。
And we don't know better which is the best for us.
可是我们是蛮失望的。
But we were disappointed.
但是我们在一起祷告的时候也没有开口跟神求孩子。
And when we were praying together, we did not ask God for children.
没有求神说求神啊你行一个神迹吧让我们能够生孩子。
We didn't ask God for a miracle to have kids.
在我上班的时候没想到这件事情也就罢了没事。
And when I was working, sometimes I forget about this.
可是突然这个念头会回到我的脑海当中。
But sometimes suddenly the thoughts comes back to me.
这个思想就是哎呀这一辈子我不能够自己生孩子。
And I would think about, oh, all my life, I'm not going to have my own kids.
当然不是我生孩子是跟我太太生孩子。
Of course, it's my wife that's going to give birth.
所以我就根据我的经验根据我的本能就在那里准备好因为下一秒钟我就开始有那个不好的感觉。
And I knew that after the thoughts comes in, the next second I'm going to panic.
就是有一种这种窝囊的感觉。
And a very unpleasant feeling.
可是七等八等这种窝囊的感觉没来。
But I waited and waited, this awful feeling didn't come.
这样的事情在那个时候发生了两三次。
And it happened two times or three times.
后来我就完全了解这就是圣经所说的神赐给我们出人意外的平安。
Later on, I understand that feeling is God has given us the peace, and the peace that transcends all understanding.
神也是怜悯的神。
God is a merciful God.
当我不知道的时候我的太太跟神求了孩子。
Unknown to me, my wife was praying to God for babies.
她没告诉我。
She didn't tell me.
她怎么祷告的呢
you know how she prayed?
她说神啊我们没有孩子你有什么好处啊
And she prayed, God, what good does it do you if we have no kids?
所以我为我的妻子感谢神哈。
So I praise God for my wife.
所以神不但赐给我们一个孩子，赐给我们两个男孩。
And God gave us not one son, but two sons.
神不但赐给我们两个男孩，今年六月的时候要赐给我们第三个男孙子。
And God not only gave us two sons, but He is going to give us the third grandson this June.
感谢神。
We praise God.
我们可以从死在过犯当中透过耶稣基督跟耶稣基督一起活过来。
And we can go from being dead in transgressions to become alive with Christ.
这完全是神的恩典。
And it's completely God's grace.
我想这样子的见证只不过是千千万万神的恩典的见证之一而已。
And this testimony is only one in a million testimonies of God's grace.
神要我们跟他和好。
God wants us to reconcile with him.
我们看第八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Let's read verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith.
下面他就解释给我们听的什么意思。
Then he explained what it means.
什么叫做本乎恩呢？就是说这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
What is by grace? That means it's not out of you, not from ourselves, but it's a gift of God.
所以是神的主意，是神主动要拯救我们。
So it's God's initiative to save us.
而且他下面继续说，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And they continue to say that it's not by works, so that no one can boast.
所以我不能够夸口说，你看我现在是基督徒了，我肯定比你好，才神才让我成为基督徒。
So I cannot boast that I must be better than you. That's why God selected me to be a Christian.
绝对不是这样的。
It's definitely not that.
完全不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
It's completely not out of the works, because then no one can boast.
所以我们基督徒真的没有什么好夸口的。
So there's nothing we can boast about.
我们都是神拯救的。
We are all saved sinners.
对，我们都是 得救的罪人而已。
That we are all sinners saved by grace.
我们看到在神的恩典，在这一段圣经里面提到两件事情。
Two things are mentioned in this verse.
第四节讲的是神既有丰富的怜悯。
Verse 4 says he is rich in mercy.
第七节说他将他极丰富的恩典。
And verse 7 says his incomparable riches of his grace.
这里两件事情，一个就是怜悯，一个是恩典。
So they talk about two things. One is mercy, the other one is grace.
那怜悯呢，就是因为耶稣基督在十字架上舍身流血，我们本来该受的刑罚就是死亡啊，现在不必受了。
And the mercy is that Jesus bled and died on the cross, that we are those of us who should be punished. Now we don't have to be punished anymore.
就是说我们该死的不必死了。
We deserve to die, but we don't need to die anymore.
就有点像我欠你钱，你怜悯我，不要我还啊，这就是怜悯。
That is like I owe you money, but you have mercy, so you told us you forgive the debt.
那这只是神的爱的一部分而已。
This is just a part of God's love.
另外一部分呢就是恩典。
And the other part is grace.
恩典就是说你不配得的东西我给你，这个是恩典。
Grace is to give you something you don't deserve.
那么耶稣基督从死里复活，他给了我们一个新的复活的生命。
Jesus Christ, when he's resurrected, he gave us a new resurrected life.
那么这个新的生命不是我们赚来的。
And this new life is not something we earn.
所以叫做恩典。
So it's called grace.
所以一个真正的神的神圣的爱啊，总是在怜悯跟恩典上表现出来。
So God's love is always expressed by mercy and grace.
大家想想看，恩典跟怜悯跟恩典都是要付代价的，是不是？
You understand that both mercy and grace has a price to it.
不是我们花了任何的代价得到这些。
And we did not pay the price to earn them.
而是神花了代价使我们得到怜悯，得到恩典。
But God paid the price to give it to us.
所以神主动了为我们预备了这么美好的救恩。
So God took the initiative to prepare this salvation for us.
那可是呢，他却有一个难处。
But he has a problem.
他不能够强迫你来接受这个。
He cannot force you to accept the gift.
因为在神这个伟大的创造的当中呢。
Because in his great creation,
他给了你跟我这个有灵性的人呢一个宝贵的东西。
Because he gave you and I a precious thing.
这个东西就是自由意志。
And that is free will.
我们每一天都在运用这个宝贵的东西。
And every day we are using this precious gift.
今天早上你决定要到教会来。
This morning you decide to come to the church.
在你的学习过程当中你选哪一个专业。
And in your, in the course of your study, you decide what major you want to study.
你毕了业之后走哪一个行业。
And after you graduate, what kind of career you are going to have.
在人生的道路上你寻找哪一位作为你的终身的伴侣。
And in your, in the journey of your life, who do you choose to be your companion?
我们每天都在做决定。
Every day we make decisions.
神不能够强迫我们接受他的救恩。
God cannot force us to accept his salvation.
我们必须要接受才行。
We have to accept it.
就是凭着信心接受。
We have to accept it by faith.
所以第八节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So verse 8 says, so it is by grace you have been saved through faith.
所以尽管神爱我们到这个地步。
So even though God loves us so much,
他不能够强迫你信耶稣。
He cannot force you to believe in Jesus.
他却希望每一个人都能够接受这个白白的恩典。
But he so wished that everyone would accept his free salvation.
所以我们今天面临到这一个决定的时刻。
So today we are at the juncture of decision.
所以我们一定要很清楚的知道，基督徒只不过是得救的罪人而已。
We need to understand clearly that Christians are only saved sinners.
不管我们的是好是坏，都可以得救。
It doesn't matter if we're a good person or a bad person, we can all have the salvation.
我们有时候或者常常听到朋友说啊，基督徒还那个样啊，我不要信耶稣。
Sometimes we hear people criticize Christians saying, if Christians are like that, I don't need to become a Christian.
他说看这些人信了主、啊、还没有我好。
Look at these Christians, they believe in Jesus and their behavior, are not as good as I am.
我会第一个承认许许多多慕道的朋友比基督徒的行为好很多。
I will freely admit that many non-Christians, their behaviors are a lot better than the Christians.
但是呢我们所夸的不是我们的行为。
But what we boast is not our deeds.
因为是神的恩典。
It's God's grace.
但是我们要知道一件事情，就是一个人信了主之后会比以前好，会比他以前好。
But after a person believe in Jesus, he will become a better person than he was before.
你还没有信主但是我可以跟你保证，你信了主之后，你还没有信主，你是挺好的。我保证你信了主之后会更好。
If you're a believer and you're a very good man, I guarantee that once you become a Christian, you'll be even better.
既然世人都犯了罪
Since all have sinned,
所以世界上没有一个人好到一个地步不需要救恩
So there isn't a single person in the world that's so good that he does not need salvation.
神的恩典是为每一个人预备的
And God's salvation is prepared for every single person in the world.
虽然有人坏到极点
Even though some people are so wicked,
神仍然可以救他。
God can still save him.
圣经里面就给了我们这样的一个榜样，不是吗？
The Bible gave us an example.
在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，在他旁边有两个强盗。
And next to Jesus, there are two criminals. They were crucified at the same time as Jesus.
其中有一个呢，就求耶稣救他。
And one of them asked Jesus to save him.
耶稣给他的应许就是说，你今天就要跟我。在乐园里面
And Jesus told him that today you will be with me in paradise.
所以不论我们的行为如何
So it doesn't matter how our behaviors.
我们认为我是好人或者是我认为我是坏人
Whether you're a good man or a bad person.
我们都需要被拯救
We all need the salvation.
而且神也真能拯救我们每个人
And God can save each and every one of us.
保罗在罗马书里面这么说你若口里承认耶稣 是主心里相信神使他从死里复活就必得救因为人心里相信就可以称义口里承认就可以得救
Paul says in the book of Romans that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead you will be savedFor it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
这是我们今天念的这段圣经第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。我要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, with God, which God prepared in advance for us to do."
这里说行善就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And to do good work is a God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以我们知道基督徒是一个蒙恩的罪人他不是靠自己的力量改良改善。
So, we know that Christians are, saved sinners and we do not, draw strength on our own, out of ourselves to improve our behavior.
我们不是一个改良的人。
We're not an improved person.
我们是得到一个神的生命是被神改造的人。
We were given a new godly life and we were transcended, we're transformed.
圣经上说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了。
And the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old has gone,And the new has come.
这个改造的生命呢不是一个改良的生命。
The new life is not an improved life.
如果我们用动物来做一个比方的话。
If we get an illustration from the animals.
如果有一条毛毛虫 营养不好啊，这个瘦瘦小小的。
If there's a worm that's a malnutrition and is very thin and very small.
啊，如果你给它一些维他命或者激素啊，就长让它长得又白又胖的。
If you give him vitamin and steroid, it's going to grow fat and big.
但是呢，它这只不过是一个改良的动物。
But it will be an improved animal.
可是如果这个毛毛虫结了茧，有一天变成蝴蝶的话，它就是一个改造的生命。
But if this worm becomes one day becomes a butterfly, then it's a life that's transcended.
Transformed.
It's a transformed.
从一个属地的生命变成一个属天的生命。
It's from a life of the earth become a life of heaven.
所以这个基督徒的生命是会改变的。
So Christian's life will change.
所以有的时候你看到你的朋友信耶稣了，这个人怎么变了哈？
Sometimes you see a friend who has become a Christian, and suddenly that person's changed.
啊，以前很喜欢说粗话了，现在好像不太说粗话了。
Some people who used to curse and they no longer curse.
啊，有些以前有的坏习惯，现在慢慢没了。
And some bad habits are gone.
啊，以前呢，凶巴巴的，现在好像和蔼了一些。
And that person used to be very mean, and now it's very loving.
不是他改良了。
It's not because the person has improved.
因为是他有了一个改造的生命。
But because he has a transformed life.
我们在北京认的一个干部。
We know an officer in China.
啊，他是一个中级的干部，做处长的。
She is the director.
啊，做的挺成功的。
It's quite successful.
可是呢，他在家里面是相当的强势。
But she is very dominant at home.
非常的跋扈。
She's just very very strong-willed.
有一天，她跟她的老公吵架。
One time he had a fight with her. She had a fight with her husband.
说了一些不好听的话。
And she said something really mean and nasty.
她老公的回复就是说，你对我应该客气一点。
And her husband say, you should be nicer to me.
他说好歹我在外面也是个董字号的人。
I have a very high position in the society.
他说这个太太回答说，你在外面是个老总还是老董哈？你在我们家里就是一个那个字我说不出来，不能在这儿说哈。
She used she said words that we cannot repeat here. That even though you are very highly regarded outside the home, but at home you are nothing.
她是这样的一个人。
And that's how she was.
感谢主我们传福音给她，她信了主。
And praise the Lord that we shared the gospel with her, and she accepted the Lord as his personal savior.
他信主一年之后，我们又遇见他。
And after she accepted the Lord for one year, we saw her again.
他就迫不及待地跟我们分享他生活上的改变。
She couldn't wait to tell us how she has changed.
他说：“现在我跟我老公说话。
And now when I talk to my husband.
有的时候我想反驳他。
Sometimes I want to fight back.
但是呢，我却能够温柔地回答。”
But instead, I answer very lovingly.
跟我的女儿的关系也是这样。
Her relationship with her daughter is the same.
我在听她说的时候，我就心中有数。
And when I listened to her, I understood.
等她说完了，我就问她一句话。
So when she after she finished talking, I asked her a question.
我说某某姐妹你。这样子不同的用不同的态度用温柔的态度来跟你的家人亲人对话，是你刻意的呢还是自然而然的？
So I asked her, did you change your tone from very mean to very gentle and loving? Did you purposely try to change yourself?
就是说因为你是基督徒了，所以你现在说话要低声下气的温柔吗？
Did you force yourself to be gentle because you know you're a Christian?
他马上回答，不是的，这是自然流露的。
And immediately she said, no, it was a natural thing.
这就是一个改造的 生命。
That is a transformed life.
啊，他就是一个新造的人。
She is a new creation.
很多的信念啊，劝人要为善。
There are many ideas to encourage people to do good.
啊，盼望就是能够积足够的功德。也许有一天可以得救，可以达到某一种的境界。
And they hope to accumulate enough credits to achieve salvation.
但是圣经明显的告诉我们，基督徒你要先得救，然后再去行善。
But the Bible clearly tells us that we have to believe in Jesus and be saved, then do good work.
因为只有我们得救之后，才有能力，才有意愿去行善。
Only after we are saved, we will have the will and the ability and the willingness to do good.
而且我们信主之后去行善，不是为了积功德。
And also after we become a Christian, when we do good works, it's not to accumulate credits.
而是叫别人得益处，让神得荣耀。
But to benefit others and to glorify God.
啊，这是基督徒信仰非常非常不同的地方。
That is what sets Christianity apart from other religion.
你积多少功德才能得救呢？
How much credit do you have to accumulate to have salvation?
啊，我们一点把握都没有。
We have no confidence.
可是我们接受耶稣基督神白白的恩典，我们是有把握的。
But when we accept Jesus, and accept the salvation, we are totally confident.
啊，因为神的话这么说。
Because this is what God's word says.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
To all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
另外一个地方说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Another place in the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
亲爱的朋友，你希不希望得到这样子一个崭新的生命呢？
Dear friends, would you like to have such a brand new life?
在耶稣基督里，你可以有一个这样子的新的生命，一个更丰盛的生命。
In Jesus Christ, you can have a new life, a more abundant life.
所以说了这么多，我巴不得在座所有的慕道的朋友。
After all this talking, what I wish is the truth seeker friends here.
我希望你在听到这个这么好的消息，能够非常开心，非常欢欢喜喜的到主耶稣基督的面前来。
You heard such a good news. I hope you would gladly come before Jesus Christ.
你可以跟他说，主耶稣基督，我谢谢你帮助我明白救恩的道理。
And you can say to him, Jesus Christ, I thank you for explaining to me the truth of salvation.
我感谢你在十字架上为我舍身流血，担当了我的罪。
And I thank you for dying on the cross, and bled and died and to take up my sins.
你可以跟他说，我愿意。我真想接受这个救恩。
I'm willing and I want to accept the salvation.
请耶稣住在我的心里面。
And invite Jesus Christ to come into your hearts.
让我成为一个新造的人。
So that I can become a new creation.
您愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的朋友，我已经尽我最大的能力，把圣经上的话关于救恩的道理讲得清楚，希望你们听得明白。
Dear friends, I've tried my best to explain to you the truth of salvation in the Bible, and I hope you have a clear understanding.
我不知道你在追求什么。
I don't know what you're seeking.
巴不得今天你找到了这个答案。
I hope today you have found the answer.
能够欢欢喜喜地接受主耶稣基督的救恩。
And you would happily accept the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这是一个神圣的时刻。
This is a holy moment.
希望能够在这个时刻能够愿意接受耶稣基督的救恩。
And I hope at this moment you will accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
如果你心中有这样的心愿，可以请你把手举起来。
If you're willing, please raise your hand.
向神说， 我举手表示我愿意接受这个白白的救恩。
And say to God that by raising my hand, I'm willing to accept this free salvation.
有没有这样子的人？我邀请你。
Anyone, I invite you.
你自己心中跟主说。表面上举起手来，让我们知道可以跟你 一起欢喜快乐。
You say to God in your heart and you raise your hand to express that thought.
有这样的人吗？
Anyone?
有，好，谢谢。可以放下来，
Thank、
我看见了，请放下来。还有吗？
Praise the Lord.
还有，
Thank、
谢谢，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
还有两位，还有吗？是不是后面有一位？
Any more?
好，看见了，可以放下。还有别人吗？
Praise、
看见了，谢谢。还有吗？我们是欢欢喜喜的接受只要你心中明白了，你愿意，你就可以得着。
So long as you understand the truth and you're willing, you can have it.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
只要你心中愿意，你就可以跟我一起祷告。
If you're willing, you can pray with me.
我们亲爱的父神。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我感谢你。
I praise you. I thank you.
让我明白救恩的道理。
To let me understand the truth of salvation.
我在你面前承认我是一个罪人。
And to confess before you that I'm a sinner.
我不能够救自己。
I cannot save myself.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
差遣你的儿子耶稣基督到世界上来。
For sending your son Jesus Christ to the world.
在十字架上为我舍身流血。
And he bled and died for me on the cross.
能够洗净我的罪。
And it takes away my sins.
让我的罪得到赦免。
So that my sins can be forgiven.
今天我愿意接受耶稣基督进到我的心中。
Today I want to accept Jesus Christ into my heart.
作为我个人的救主。
To be my personal savior.
我也将我以后的生命交在主的手中。
I will also commit the rest of my life into his hands.
求主带领。
I ask God to lead me.
我这样子祷告，感谢。
I praise and thank you in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
只要你做了这个祷告，你就是新造的人。
As long as you have prayed that prayer, you are a new creation.
2010年的4月4日就是你更宝贵的生日。
The year 2010, on April 4th, is your new birthday.
不论你举了手没有，你今天做了这样子的决志，希望能够跟教会的同工联系，让他们可以帮助你生命的成长。
Whether you raise your hand or not, so long as you have made the decision, please contact co-workers at the church.
求主祝福大家。
May God bless you.
谢谢。
Thank you.